Ilhan Omar wrongly refers to Gaza as occupied. By Joel B. Polak on May 5, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, wrongly referred to Gaza as occupied in a tweet supporting Palestinian terrorists against Israel on Sunday, as hundreds of rockets were fired at Israeli civilian population centers, killing four Israelis. Omar, who supports the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS movement, and who has a long history of anti-Semitic rhetoric relating to the issue, weighed in on the conflict Sunday, calling it a cycle of violence but clearly blaming Israel. How many more protesters must be shot, rockets must be fired, and little kids must be killed until the endless cycle of violence ends? The status quo of occupation and humanitarian crisis in Gaza is unsustainable. Only real justice can bring about security and lasting peace. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, May 5, 2019. The protesters to which Omar refers were shot at because they were trying to breach the border fence and were using incendiary devices, among other weapons. In the past, such protests were organized by the Hamas terror organization, which violently suppresses protests against its own brutal regime in Gaza, according to the UN. Among Omar's many dubious claims in a single tweet, one false claim stands out, namely, that Gaza faces a status quo of occupation. In 2005, Israel unilaterally removed every Israeli soldier and civilian from Gaza, ending any possible occupation of the territory, against much domestic political opposition within Israel itself. The hope was that Palestinians would use the withdrawal as an opportunity to invest in Gaza's economy and work towards peace. Instead, Hamas, which took over Gaza in a 2007 coup against the Palestinian Authority government, turned Gaza into a terrorist launch pad, using civilian areas in the territory to launch rockets at Israeli cities, and digging tunnels to infiltrate into Israeli territory and kidnap Israeli soldiers, successfully, in the case of Gilad Shalit in 2006. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, appointed Omar in January to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and has refused to remove her from that post despite repeated anti-Semitic comments and misstatements of basic facts. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.